KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson and 88.5's Dick Stein are like flies on the wall as they talk about watching restaurant cooks in action. We'll also hear about noodles for vampires on this week's Food for Thought.
Stein, if you could spend a day at the elbow of a restaurant cook, what kind of restaurant would it be?
Well, of course, the first thing that comes to mind, definitely a Chinese restaurant. But when I
I'm shocked.
But when I think it all the way through for a change, we both know what it's like inside restaurant kitchens. And if I were at the elbow of any restaurant cook, I'd be likely to get knocked over. And I wouldn't want to be the guy standing around getting in the way. So I think what I would rather do, if I could possibly get a private video feed, failing that, actually what I love to do is go to restaurants where they have an open kitchen, where you can sit at a counter and there's the kitchen right there. You can see all the cooks and what they're doing. It's great fun. For special occasions, DeGroote and I always go to a wonderful place in Tacoma, Primo Grill. We always sit at the counter and watch the cooks in action.
One of the best days of my life as a journalist was about 12 years ago. I spent the entire day at TNT Chinese restaurant in Edmonds, not too far from my house. And much of that time was spent in the kitchen watching how the kitchen works in general and how the cooks do their jobs.
I envy you, but what I want to know is you were not in the way. As I said, I thought I would be trampled.
I tried my best to stay in various corners, and it's a, you know, that is a spacious kitchen, actually, despite the number of people in there working. I got the education of a lifetime. I didn't see a single knife in the house, all cleavers. I lusted after their cutting boards that were made from hardwood trees, rounds of trees. The thing that I learned that just thought, aha, was that their incredible chicken stock is so delicious because there's pork bones in there.
Oh, yeah.
If I had one restaurant right now that I could go watch, it would be this tiny little Thai place that opened about 5 minutes from my front door. Everything they make is delicious. But the one thing that I am obsessed with is their Thai boat noodles, or they call them their house noodles. Have you ever had Thai boat noodles, Stein?
I don't believe I have, no.
I'm going to bring you there, and you're going to lose your mind, because this is a very famous dish in Thailand. It's a noodle soup, but it's made with as many as 20 different spices and seasonings. It's a pork broth with pork, beef, and meatballs, and they have bean sprouts in it and Chinese broccoli. But the things that really flavor it are like cilantro root, lemongrass, and galangal, and different kinds of soy sauces, star anise, fried garlic, and the one thing that gives it that dark, really funky and amazing flavor, pork or beef blood.
Oh, little cubes of pork blood? There's a Viet soup, a spicy soup, Bun Bo Huy, that has those cubes of congealed pork blood in it.
Now, I've had that, but no, if I could go in there and watch them make it, that's what I would love to do.
So what is the name of this place of wondrous noodles?
Well, amazingly enough, it's called Noodle Hut. But I need to tell you right now, they have three tables, and seat maybe 10 people total. The food is carefully prepared, so if you're going to go there, prepare yourself to wait or call ahead. And Stein, I'll send you a picture of my favorite fabulous boat noodles.
Great. I'll put that in the Food for Thought blog post at knkx.org, along with pictures that we took of the open kitchen at Primo Grill in Tacoma. With KNKX food talker Nancy.
Floats my boat noodles.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
The Simply Soup Herb.
Stein.